This one lines up really nicely with the previous one. There have been some questions about effectual calling from also the London Baptist Confession, chapter 10. Have any of you guys had questions on that who are here in attendance today? Chapter 10 of the Confession, effectual calling, paragraph 4. Others are not elected, although they may be called by the ministry of the word and may experience some common operations of the Spirit, yet because they are not effectually drawn by the Father, they will not and cannot truly come to Christ and therefore cannot be saved. Much less can men who do not embrace the Christian religion be saved, however diligent they may be to frame their lives according to the light of nature and the requirements of the religion they profess. Was it anyone in here that had questions about the doctrine of effectual calling? Coley, could you quite honestly refresh my mind as to what the question was? Okay. All right. Thank you. It was you, Coley, and then now that I remember, and it was someone else too. I've had a number of questions on this. So the last section here, chapter 10, paragraph 4, much less can men who do not embrace the Christian religion be saved, however diligent they may be to frame their lives according to the light of nature and the requirements of the religion they profess. That part in particular? I'll speak to that part really quickly. Basically, the framers of the confession are saying they reject this whole doctrine that would say men can be saved if they just do their best with the information that they have, namely, they live in a particular culture where the gospel isn't present, and therefore they just do their best to live a moral and upright life. The framers of the confession are saying salvation is not possible in that way, but only through the gospel being preached and the Holy Spirit's working there. To answer the more general question about effectual calling, this doctrine is saying that there are two kinds of calling that we experience, that people experience. There is a saving call and a call that is not saving. There's a call that's specific and effective, and there's a call that's general and not effective. Somebody, for the sake of audience participation, tell me how there are two different types of callings. We can talk of calling in two different ways. Anybody? Danielle? Right. You got it exactly right. There's an outward call, which is simply hearing the gospel, but the inward call, which is effectual, and it's by the work of the Holy Spirit, is the Spirit drawing a person, making them able to respond to the gospel. The scriptures really use the word call in both of those ways. For example, Matthew 22:14 says, "For many are called, but few are chosen." That comes at the end of a parable that got me in trouble one time, where it makes it clear there are some who come to the wedding feast and they respond, but others don't. Well, why is there a difference between the two of them? Well, many are called, but few are chosen. Here, the word called is referring to the outward or general call. That is, many are called, many have been invited to the wedding feast, but it's only those who are chosen who have responded, who have come, right? So here, the word called is used in reference to that general call, but elsewhere, the word is used, or the scriptures teach, that the Spirit calls specifically and effectively. John chapter 6, "No one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draws him, and I will raise him up in the last day." You see what I'm saying? There's this explicit teaching that no one can come to repentance unless the Father, through the work of the Holy Spirit, draws them or calls them inwardly. And chapter 10 of the confession here in paragraph, the whole chapter actually, is talking about that effectual calling. The fact that what is really needed is for the Spirit to draw sinners to himself. What is really needed is for eyes that are blind, spiritually speaking, to be opened, and ears that are deaf, spiritually speaking, to be unstopped. Okay, so we need to be called by the gospel, yes, generally, but we also need to be effectively called by the Holy Spirit.